Say the Spanish I taught you.
Famada? I'm kidding. Panda don't say.
Panda don't. What else, Thomas? Come on.
K pastel. Q peso. Teenager therapy.
Because we have problems too. Hi everyone, welcome back to Teenager Therapy. I'm Gael.
I'm Mark.
I'm Isaac.
I'm Thomas.
I'm Kayla.
And we're back. We're not low on time this episode.
Nope.
What a surprise.
No, we're not starting at like, six.
We're good. Still stressed though. So, you know, no difference. Honestly, I feel like this week was kind of like pretty bad.
Yeah.
Something about this week I just did not like. I was like,
that's your AirPods.
Honestly, okay.
That's why.
Yeah. In terms of our like work, it was honestly like not that stressful.
No,
I was stressed.
Yeah, it wasn't.
In terms of work, it was like the easiest.
But like mentally, I was like suffering.
Yeah.
Not sure why, but I was suffering.
Wow.
Yeah, I think.
How would you go? Oh, you said you were stressed
for my mental health.
I was just, I don't know. Math just stressed me out because I felt big dumb. But besides that. You could laugh, Kayla. You no, could laugh at
I'm
me.
I'm laughing because of your word choice.
Your diction.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I don't know. That's all that stressed me out. What about you, Mark? You seem like you have a lot on your mind.
Oh, man. Did you see me fifth period?
Yes, I did.
Did you really?
Noticed it right away.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was crying.
He was.
Yeah. Whoa.
I kind of think I have an idea of what happened. But I want to hear your side of things.
Okay.
Because it seemed like you were fine. Well, no. Honestly, I feel like the whole day you were kind of like serious. But.
I mean, that's because of yesterday. Yesterday kind of overlapped through the morning.
Oh, well, what happened yesterday?
Yesterday, you were really like on me about conversation skills. And that just kind of pissed me off.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
No, but I mean you're right. Yeah, you're right. But then I don't know. You just kept it going, and it just kind of got annoying.
Oh no. Well, I'll explain that later.
Yeah. But.
But what happened during lunch?
During lunch, I met the Japanese teacher, and she wanted to get to know me, so she asked me these questions, and then it got deeper when she asked me if I was the only child. And she was also the only child. She asked me if I had both my parents. I said no. And then she kept asking me, "Oh, where's my dad?" And I didn't know what to say. I just said, you know, he was out. He asked me how long, and then I said. When I was like really young, I don't know. I felt like I was gonna tear up when she asked me those questions, and I try to hide it.
Why did you feel that way? Why did he feel like you were about to tear up?
I don't usually talk about these things. Mm. And then when I did, I don't know, it's different. Like, because I'm the only child, I just feel like I'm alone sometimes. And when I left, she told me this one thing. She said, "Don't be too hard on yourself." And because I'm like the only child, I gotta prove something to my mom. I really felt that because I've been really struggling with that, you know, with grades and stuff. Like everybody's on my ass about my grades. I don't know. I have a D and a C, and it's really bad. And I just feel disappointed. I just feel that my parents are disappointed, my mom. And the Japanese teacher, you know, she's really great. Like, I only really started, like, talking to her today, but I just thought I could relate to her so much because she's the only child, too. I just, it's been a long time since I've, you know, related with somebody that's also an only child. It's like I've found a person, you know, because mm-hmm. all this time, like, I've been alone. Sometimes I shelter myself from other people.
You kind of felt like someone finally, like, gets it.
Yeah.
Because they lived the same thing.
Yeah.
Because she mentioned that, like, she had, like, a ton of classes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And really hard classes. So did you feel like she was kind of in the same boat as you?
Yeah.
As in she had to take a ton of classes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I felt like I have to take these classes. But then, no. No, I just feel stressed out every day. And then when I look at my grades, it's, I just want to hide from my parents. They ask me, show your grades, and I just try to, you know, bring up another topic and then just go to my room. I just don't want to see the look on their face.
Grades have been stressing you out. Is that the main yeah. part of it?
Yeah. Like, I really never thought of it. And it just all hit me today. It just all hit me.
It all built up.
I really just, you know, just put it off to the side. But no, it just all came back, you know.
Is it because you kind of like realized what you were feeling stressed out about?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Like, when I procrastinated, I didn't really care. Yeah, I didn't really care. But then now, like, I do. I don't know.
Yeah, you procrastinate a lot.
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
I don't know. Like, the work is too much.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, like, a matter of habit. Like, whenever you procrastinate, you don't think much of it. Because you always think that, oh, I can always, like, make it up. Like, there'll be, like, another time for this. Mm-hmm. But then, like, when that time doesn't come, or, like, you don't, like, you're unable to accomplish and, like, finish your work, and it's too late, then that kind of realization that, you know, you're procrastinating and it needs to stop.
So do you procrastinate because, like, the idea of getting started on it is, like, daunting?
No. It's just that it's just a really bad habit.
It's a bad habit.
It's just a really bad habit.
Does it stress you out?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I kind of get mad at myself.
For your bad habits.
Exactly. That's a tough and this is the cause of, like, my bad grades. Like, understand why I got bad grades. Why can't I bring it up? Stop the procrastination, but it's really hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people struggle with that. That's the main thing people struggle with. I guess we gotta help you figure that out then.
I don't know. I'm barely starting to read the book.
Oh my
Fahrenheit. God. Like, you know, in English. Like, I listen to this audiobook. I'm on page 20.
Oh, you're past me. I'm on page 12.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm gonna read it all during the weekend.
You better.
Just like in the summer, I read, like, the whole book in 2 days and annotated it.
Yeah, the audiobook is only 5 hours.
Only
5 hours.
Yeah, only five.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's not
just put the speed up like 2 times. 2 hours.
Yeah, my brain can't analyze that, let's be honest.
Why do you procrastinate, Isaac?
why did I procrastinate?
Does it stress you out?
It stresses me out because, like, I come home really tired, and then I have to do, like, chores and stuff. And then, not really chores. I don't have that much chores. I just cook, and then I'll just move stuff around in my room. But it's because, like you said, it's daunting to start. Once I start, like, it's, I just keep on working, and then, like, I finish it really fast.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just the starting part.
Mm-hmm. It's the first step.
The first step.
That's always the hardest. Do you procrastinate, Kayla?
Yeah, but I feel like not as bad as Mark and Isaac, where they leave it until, like, what time?
Like the day before.
Yeah,
like
on the day of.
Oh my God.
No, I can't do that.
I do that with math.
I can't do that either.
I get really stressed out, and it's just, no, I can't do that to myself.
Oh my God. Yeah, I can't. I don't think I procrastinate. Do I? I don't. I do most of it, and then, like, I plan it out if I could finish it during lunch. So I don't really procrastinate. It's all kind of planned. But, I mean, how can you leave it till the day of? Wouldn't that just stress you out?
No. Doesn't that stress you out more than, like, and doing then, like, it and then the you'd night rather not do it?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I work better under pressure, that type of thing.
Really?
Yeah, you say that now, but when you're doing it, you're, no.
Yeah, I gotta stop that.
Maybe.
For me, I don't think because last year I procrastinated, like, a lot. Like, I either didn't do the work or, like, I did it right before class. It was bad. But this year, I don't think I really procrastinate that much. Like, there are some assignments where, like, I might leave it into, like, a couple, like, days later. But I usually always finish, like, a few days prior to, like, the actual due date. Like, for the book, I already finished on Monday. And, yeah. It's just, like, at first, I was, like, I had that mindset that, like, oh, I don't want to start that book. It's going to be such a pain to read. But once you actually start doing it, it comes so naturally and easily.
Yeah.
Hmm. And so, Isaac and, like, Kayla, do your parents check your grades often?
No. It's not. I show them.
Must be nice.
Yeah, but they don't. They don't ask me,
so,
like,
not shocked.
Yeah, they don't ask me, like, oh, let me see your grades. It's not that they don't care. It's just
they trust you.
Yeah.
Mm. What about you, Thomas?
Oh, me? Okay. Well, they never ask for me to show them my grades, but, like, there are times, like, in the car, they're like, oh, how's school? How's your grades? And I'm just like, oh, yeah, I'm doing fine. Because, like, they expect so much of me. And so that's why I can't really be honest with them at times.
I mean, your parents check your grades often, right, Mark?
My uncle.
Your uncle.
Especially my uncle.
How often?
Every time I go visit them.
Really? Yeah. Makes you show him?
Yeah. That's why I kind of hide from him. Oh, kind of hope, you know, today's not the day to show him.
And, like, so you say you have bad grades, right? For your standards.
And,
like,
what are your standards?
Maybe not my standards, my family's.
Mm.
No, but yours.
Mine? Just.
Are you fine with your grades?
Not AP or English. Like, I'm good with the others, just not AP or in English.
And what's in those, D and C?
Yeah. Like, at least a B I would be good with for those kind of classes.
Mm. And, like, do your parents want A's?
Yeah.
Just A's?
Yeah.
That's tough.
Mm-hmm.
So then do you constantly think about your grades? Like, because, like, it stresses you out so much, and, like, you know your family cares a lot about it.
I try to put it off to the side because I know it's going to stress me out.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a coping mechanism, but no one's.
It's like, I noticed that, like, you care a lot about your grades and you stress out when they're bad. So instead of getting them up, you just like don't look at them and just kind of not really care about them.
Yeah.
I think that's where you go wrong.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Which is why I always tell you, and I'm always so like, what are your grades in this class? And I get so shocked when they're so low because like we do the same things. And like pretty much I know like we get the same scores in most classes.
So how is it that you have a higher grade?
Yeah, that's what I was like. Like I was like in AP Euro especially, I was like, we do like, okay, people can't know this, teachers can't know this, but like I send them all the homework. Like I send you all the homework. Yeah. On the quizzes we get like the same score almost every time. So like where did you like fail?
I don't know. What grade do you have?
I have a B.
What? I wish. What? I don't know.
Like
maybe the essays.
It can't be.
Really BS the essays.
Oh, it might be the essays.
I really BS the essays.
Also extra credit notes. Do you do extra credit notes?
She doesn't.
As a
quizzes.
Recently. Oh. I did on this one.
Oh.
Yeah, those give you like they add up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
But not every.
And you get mad when I tell you about your grades.
Yeah. Reminds me of my uncle.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Who did I do that to? I know there was someone else that I was always like checking up on their grades. Oh.
And you know who? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh.
So I have this one friend that like I always used to check up on because his grades were like he failed like all his classes. He probably had like a 1.8 GPA or something.
No less. I think he had like a 0.7 really? At one point.
But, you know, I think a lot of people take offense to that when I. Because the way I show people I care is by making sure they do their best and they're like the best person of themselves. And like I've noticed some people don't want that. Like they don't want someone to tell them the truth or like someone to watch up on them. They just want someone else to be like, oh my god, yeah, slay. Yeah, look at you.
Yas queen. It's because people already know the truth. So like when you tell them the truth again, they
like,
get
I
mad.
I know, like whatever. Yeah.
That's like with grades. Like if I have bad grades and someone tells me about them, I already know they're bad. I get pissed.
But the thing is, like, they know they're bad, but they don't do anything about it. Because I know they know they're bad, but I try to, like, encourage them to do better. But they just get mad. They're like, okay, like.
Maybe okay. It's, like, the way you say it sometimes. Like, because you can show that, like, you care and that, like, you still want to call them out and, like, you still want the best for them. But it has to, like. Like, the way you say it, too. Like, yeah. Maybe you're saying it way too, like...
I have an aggressive voice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And your choice of words are harsh.
Yes.
Like, you sound like my uncle.
Really?
Like, actually.
Oh, my God.
So, maybe, you know...
Like, my actual voice?
No, oh, no,
okay.
No, no.
I was like, whoa.
No, just, like, just...
My word choice?
Just you, yeah. Just you bringing up, oh, how's your grades?
Or, like, and, like, sometimes you get, like, frustrated with the person. And so, that also, like... Makes you sound more aggressive.
I mean, I guess that's okay. It's just the way you bring it up.
That's why.
Yeah.
Maybe say like I care about you or like something like that.
Yeah, I have an aggressive voice. People think I'm mad all the time.
Yeah, it's a good thing what you're doing.
Mm.
Checking on them, that's good.
No, but for you, you say like you hate it or like you get mad. I'm like, I get super mad when you do that. So I'm like, okay, I'll stop like caring about you.
The way you say it.
Well,
like sometimes I just think like you're really just on my ass.
Mm. For what reason? Why do you think I do that?
Because you care about me.
No, no, no. Like you say, it gets you mad.
Gets me mad.
Or like, okay, let's go back to what you said happened yesterday.
Yesterday?
So yesterday.
Oh.
Mark and I were walking home, right?
Yeah.
And like, I was really tired, so I didn't feel like talking.
Me too. But yeah, go.
Already getting defensive.
Yeah, I know. Okay, go. So, every time I walk with Mark, I notice he's very quiet. I always have to, like, he doesn't speak unless someone speaks to him. So, I always have to be, like, the one that just keeps talking and doesn't stop talking in order to just not have it be silent. Mm-hmm. And then I noticed, I'm like, I wonder what would happen if I just like stayed quiet and just let him bring everything up.
Yeah.
So then we were just walking home and I was like, okay, I'm going to be quiet. So then I stayed quiet, and then Mark stayed quiet for like 2 minutes. And then he was like, what are you doing? Is that what he said?
Yeah, something like
that. Something like that. Like, what are you doing? I was like, what? I was like, oh, I'm just going to let you, like, I noticed, I told you, I was like, yeah, you don't talk a lot. Mm-hmm. You were like, what? I was like, I noticed, like, you don't really talk a lot, and then someone's talked to you, it's like, because I don't need to. I was like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Like, you don't have to talk and say every thought that comes into your mind, right? Only say what's valuable. And then I was like, okay, well, I don't feel like talking right now, so I'm going to let you talk to me. And he's like, okay. So then the rest of the way, I tried to get Mark to be better at having a conversation. Because he always tells me, I feel like I'm boring.
You were responding to me, though.
I was.
No, you weren't.
Your questions were like, how's your day?
What's your favorite color?
It's like, okay, like, no, I was just trying to get you to talk because you're always like, I feel like I'm boring. Like, I didn't have any to talk about with them. I couldn't start a conversation. It was okay, awkward. Yeah, yeah. It was quiet. So I was like, you know what? Maybe you should practice conversation skills. So then the rest of the way, I just like stayed quiet. And then if you spoke to me, then like I responded, but I wasn't going to like go out of my way to say anything to start something. And that got you mad.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, it didn't bother me because I was used to it. But
used to what?
Staying quiet.
Oh.
Yeah. No, but you can't expect me to talk if we're in like a test. It felt like a test or some.
No, I just didn't want to talk.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I couldn't talk because it wasn't natural. I felt forced to talk.
Yeah, and that's fine. But like, I thought you were mad that I. So you were mad because it felt like a test, and you got annoyed.
No,
that
I was
like,
mad because you just stayed quiet.
You were mad I was quiet?
Yeah.
Why?
You were talking to me.
So you thought I was like ignoring you?
Yeah.
Like, God, this
what
dude.
What the freak?
Talk to me. Why aren't you talking to me?
Yeah, but what the freak? It was different.
So, this is interesting. So you were mad because I wasn't talking to you.
Yes.
What the heck? What? So if I don't talk to you, you get mad? Because you want Because you're not the center of attention?
No.
You want all the attention to yourself? Because you're the only child?
Oh my God.
No.
What just happened?
No. No. Y'all making it. You're making it deeper than it really is.
Really?
It's like you're giving me the silent treatment. A cold shoulder. That's it. That's really it.
Wait, but he was. If you talked to him, he would have made a conversation out of it.
I did. He but was then still there to his talk responses to you. Were like,
"You, I. Swear.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure. Of course, for sure. Oh yes. Haha.
But do you ever consider that maybe that's how people? See
and
you
I was really,
in a
I was really tired. It was after the
listen to.
Yeah, like maybe people like maybe you're always responding like yes and like yeah okay. Oh, yeah, cool. Like, maybe that's why Gael started acting like that, because he was trying to reflect how you act in conversations.
Okay.
Whoa. Right.
That's deep.
Oh, my God.
I'm
pretty sure it's like,
that was totally
it's not like
intent.
That, but it's an idea, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
No, well, that's true. Like, what if people feel how Mark's feeling right now about him?
So this whole podcast started off on a very emotional note about family.
Sorry, guys.
No, it's fine. That that's was natural. Cool. We appreciated that. So you said that you felt a lot of pressure being the only child. And you're the only child here, right? Yeah, everyone else has like a ton of siblings.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Must be nice.
I thought you only have one.
I have one sibling. How many do you have?
4.
Oh man, Thomas.
I have 2.
I have 3.
Dang.
Wait, no. Damn. 3.
3.
Wait, what? I was 4? Including 4. Myself.
Oh, added an imaginary sibling. And then Mark has himself.
0.
What? And, I mean, have you always struggled with this? Or is it something that, like, recently came up in high school or in middle school? Or have you always been, like,
no, felt this? Growing up, I had my cousins. Mm. I lived with them. But now, it's just me. Yeah, it's just me. Any problems I've gone through? No. I don't think so. It's just I'm alone most of the time. That's it.
Yeah, you're home alone most of the time.
Yeah. Usually with my grandmother, my mom. Yeah.
Do you like being home alone?
Yeah. Because it's just you. And I kind of like that.
Do you feel lonely?
Lonely? Yeah. I don't have, like, a specific friend I can talk to, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, with you guys, you have your siblings, right?
Okay, well.
We don't talk.
I mean.
I'm not that personal with my siblings.
I mean, my sister is tense. I'm not going to be, like, crying about depression and stuff to her.
How are you, Kayla? Are you, like, do you have, like, a personal connection with them? Where you guys can, like, talk about really deep, like.
Only with my older sister. But with my other two siblings, we're still close, but not as close as me and my other sister. Like, with her, I can basically tell her everything. But
what about you, Isaac?
I feel like I have, like, out of all of us, I have someone I could talk to the most because I have a twin sister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she's obviously the same age. So she's going through, she has like the same classes as me too. So we could talk about our problems with each other. But I'm not the type to talk about my problems. I don't know. With my family, mm-hmm. I don't like to talk about my problems. I will help them if they have problems, but I don't like to share mine.
Same.
Yeah.
Twinsies. Yeah. Twins Z.
Yeah.
Ha, that's funny. Because they're twins.
Did you?
Okay.
Wow, so that out. No.
So you feel lonely, but you like being alone?
It's kind of like I'm forced to.
What, Kayla?
Oh, no, I thought it was song lyric.
Okay, well, great.
I know.
Wait, so you feel forced to?
Yeah, I mean, there's nobody at home.
Because I'm like, I'm usually home alone too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Like my whole life, I'm always home alone from like the time I get to school till like 5. And honestly, I enjoy that time. I don't think I've ever felt lonely.
Lonely?
Yeah. I'm alone, but I'm not lonely.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know, because I know people confuse being alone and being lonely, mm-hmm. and some people think, like, just because you have tons of people around you, that there's no way you could be lonely, but, you know, there's a very big difference.
Yeah.
So, as an only child, what's probably the biggest thing that, like, you feel like you need to live up to? Because for younger siblings, they feel like they need to live up to their older siblings. So what's the expectation for you?
Your parents. Of course. You're the only child. There's nobody else to fulfill that role. It's just you.
Just you?
Yeah.
Do they set expectations for you?
They just want good grades. You know?
Mm-hmm.
This is all they want.
Do they get disappointed in you when you don't have them? Do they tell you they're disappointed? Do they get mad?
Well, they just say just do your best. That's all they want. They don't expect me to be smart. They just want me to do my best.
And you feel like D's and C's aren't your best?
No. No, not at all, no. But while I'm not doing my best, procrastination and all that.
Lack of motivation?
Procrastination. Oh.
Yeah, but like, do you lack motivation too or no?
Yeah. I feel like I don't have a work ethic. Mm. A good work ethic.
Mm. I mean, I can see like how hard it is, like how hard it could be for you. Because for us with siblings, like, it's the pressure isn't as, you know, like big. Yeah. Like, there isn't as much pressure for us because that older sibling, like, kind of already, like, satisfied. Yeah. They're like expectations. But still, like, we still have, like, expectations to live up to, but the pressure isn't as intense.
So you're the middle child.
And like, yep, I love being the middle child.
Isn't that like the worst one?
Yeah.
People say.
Really?
Yeah, being the middle child.
Like Malcolm in the middle?
Yes. Because like, you're just kind of like, you disappear. Oh, you're like the odd. Yeah, you're like the odd one out.
Whoa.
I could see why. Because like, my older brother and my younger brother, they bond a lot more because they share like more of the same hobbies, like sports and all. And I'm not very a sports person.
You're gay.
Yes, I'm gay. And like, I take a lot of interest into like art and all that other stuff. So it's hard for me to kind of talk to them when we can't really elaborate with different like topics.
How about from your parents? Do you feel like you disappear from your parents?
Like, they treat me differently because...
Yeah, because all the attention is going to your younger sibling because they're the youngest and they've been done with the older sibling.
Yeah. Like, because my older brother, he's really, like, successful. Like, he has accomplished so many stuff. And I'm just here. And there are, like, high expectations I set for myself because of that. And especially my parents. But I feel like your first child will always be your favorite. I don't know.
My mom, like, I'm my mom's favorite. So no, I'm just kidding.
I don't know. I just they just think they value them the most. Like, my mom treats my older brother and like as an adult, you know, like she'll always like treat him very maturely, but like for me, it's like not there. It's not existent. Like, she still treats me as if I'm still in like middle school and like elementary, because by the time like my brother was like at my age, like my parents were already pretty like what's the word? Pretty
trusting.
Yeah, trusting of him, because I don't know, my brother has just done a lot of like great things, and there's just those kind of expectations I feel like I have to live up to. And in terms of my little brother, I feel like they always like look out for him the most, because he's a little bit of like a troublemaker. Like, he has done, like, you know, he has been, like, pretty difficult to deal with sometimes. And that's why, like, my parents, like, are very cautious whenever, like, he goes out or, like, whatever he's doing. Like, they're more concerned about him over, like, me and my older brother. But I can see why.
How's your relationship with your brothers?
Well, I feel like my older brother, he could be like a little mean sometimes, but he always like looks out for me. Like, I texted him today about like classes because I was kind of stressed, and he was like, if you ever need to talk to me about anything, you know, like, just let me know. And yeah, it was really sweet. But there are times where he can be really frustrating. He can be unreasonable. He can just be so full of hatred sometimes when there's nothing to be, like, mad about and stuff. Which is why, like, you can see me ranting about him a lot, but he does look out for me. So, like, because when I came out, he was the first family member I told because I think I trusted him the most. And, like, he was accepting. Like, he may not have been, like, supportive of it based on what I've heard from, like, people from school who, like, also knew him, but he accepted it and tolerated it, which is all I could really ask for. Oh, and my little brother. We fight a lot, but we used to fight a lot. Like, a lot. But it has gotten better, like, within, like, the past 2 years. We don't get into a lot of fights. Sure, like, he doesn't listen to me. And, like, he just doesn't really take anything, like, really seriously. And he doesn't... He sees everything as a joke. And it could just be frustrating. And... We fight. We argue sometimes, but it has gotten better. So how is, like, your relationship with your sisters? Especially, like, since one of them is, like, your twin. And you guys have basically done everything
together. Well, you have, together. Like, one of your siblings is, like, 30, right?
Yeah. They're a lot older.
Yeah.
So my older sibling, my older sister, she is, like, she's... How do I put this into words? Because she's really strong, so she gives me a lot of advice, and I really look up to her. However, my twin sister, since we're the same age and opposite genders, it just doesn't mix.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, we argue a lot, and right now we're like in an argument, and she's been ignoring me for like 2 days.
Oh, but man.
That's a long time.
But it's not an argument between me and her. She draws herself into, like, a lot of other problems.
Other people?
So she's mad at me for a different problem that involves me.
Hold up.
Wait, what?
What?
Whoa.
So something else happened, including another person.
Oh, yeah, because you guys mad at me for share that. The same friends, right?
Yeah. Okay. And she's mad at me for that when she doesn't really know anything. Uh-huh. Because she just takes what they say, but she doesn't put my feelings into consideration.
Wow. Have you told her about your feelings?
No, because, like I said, I don't like to share my problems with my family. Mm. But I feel like I should tell her, but yeah. Right now we're not. She's still ignoring me. Like, I wasn't ignoring her, and I'm ever mad at her. I don't straight up ignore her. I'll still answer to her. But I won't be really open because when I'm mad, I don't like to talk a lot because then I'll take out my emotions on them. And I don't want to do that because after I feel a lot of guilt.
So who do you share your problems with?
No one.
Whoa.
So how do you cope with them?
By myself.
You just keep it to yourself?
I just keep it to myself.
By doing what?
I just keep it to myself. Just think about it. And then I get mad and I go to sleep.
Do you resolve it?
A lot of the times it just goes away and then I'm reminded about it. But a lot of other times they just stay still there and they just stack.
Really? Sometimes do you feel like it just all comes out at once?
No, but I feel like a moment's going to come at one point.
How long till Isaac breaks? Yeah, you don't like talking about your problems at all.
I just don't feel comfortable.
You're uncomfortable with emotion.
Yeah.
And, like, getting personal.
Yeah, when I'm, like, mad or feeling emotion, I'm just quiet. And then people ask me, am I okay? I just say I'm tired. They believe it.
Yeah, I know they do. I just think that, like, if I ask you about it, you'll just be like, there's nothing wrong with me. Shut up. So I'm like, okay. So I just let you go to sleep.
So, like, because I know that I once went through this and where, like, I hated my parents so much. And like, because a lot of people, they're like, oh, you should love your parents no matter what. But don't you think that there are times where like kids shouldn't love their parents, maybe because like they abuse them and all that?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, because people always, they're always like, you have to respect your like family no matter what they do. You always have to love them and be there for them. What if they're not there for you? You know?
Yeah, a lot of people have parents that abuse them, treat them terribly.
And there's some parents that's just not there for them.
Yeah, they just don't care.
You know what? That leads perfectly into our first question. What's our question? How would you advise to deal with verbally abusive parents?
Whoa, Thomas, did you read that question?
For me, my parents never really abused me physically. But there are times where, like, they did kind of verbally, like, they did, like, yell at me. But, like, it's not that, just, like, that one type of yelling. Or, like, they get really, really angry with you. And, like, you feel really scared and unsafe. And that they're dangerous. Mm-hmm. It's, like, that kind of yelling. It's not, like, oh, my gosh, she yelled at me for bad grades. And but all that. But, like, no. Like, there are times where, like, sometimes I just felt really unsafe. And what I kind of dealt, like, how I dealt with it was, like, I talked to, like, someone I knew that also knew my dad. Yeah. So, like, because my mom, she never, like, abused, like, physically or verbally abused me, mm-hmm. But she also understood that, like, my dad had, like, anger issues. And so whenever I had problems with my dad, I would tell my mom about it. Or maybe I would tell, like, my brother about it. Because I wanted them to also be there for me. And they're like, and maybe stick up for me whenever that does happen.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Talk to an adult you trust.
Oh, and whenever, like, the problem is getting really serious. Like, you at that point, like, you just don't feel safe. Like, in your own house, you always feel, like, on edge, then you should, like, you know, contact an adult and just get that resolved, because, like, your safety should be, like, your number one priority. And, like, yeah, but, and I just get so frustrated whenever, like, people tell, like, kids that they should always and constantly love their parents when, like, you can't expect them to do that when the parents are always treating them like crap.
But love your parents.
Yeah. Try it. Okay. Because there are some people where they hate their parents for no reason. Like their parents are so loving and they're just trying to look out for them.
Oh my god!
But like, yeah, I know somebody just like that. Hate them for some reason.
Like, they're trying their best. They're doing the best they can to support their child, and then they're just like, oh my gosh, my mom was yelling at me. She didn't let me go to this one thing.
Yeah, that's so dumb.
Like, I know this one girl.
And then she whines about it. Like, what am I supposed to do?
It's so... My mom didn't let me buy this or that.
Exactly. Because
they don't get their way, and then they get mad and blame it on their parents. It's just so messed up.
Which is our next question. Oh my
god. No way.
There's this one girl... And I follow her spam account.
Yeah.
And she...
Wait, I know who it is.
Yeah. And, like, she would always post, like...
I don't.
Like, oh my god. Like, I hate my parents. Like, I hate my mom so much. She's so annoying. Like, I want to run away. Maybe the runaway part is maybe over-exaggerated. But she hated them with a passion for some reason. But then she would always post, like, oh, my dad gave me $1,000 to spend at the mall. My dad just bought me a Louis Vuitton. Whatever that was. Yeah. And, like, how could you be so ungrateful?
Ugh, who's that?
So annoying.
Their parents work so hard to get that money.
Right? And then they go on social media and, like, telling their friends, oh, yeah, I hate my mom. And, like, just giving them, like, just making them seem like a bad person when all they're doing is just providing
the best
for them.
The next question is, my parents are strict and I can't really go out to games and can't really do anything with my friends, and I wasn't even allowed to go to homecoming either. Please give me some advice. Thank you.
Can you repeat the question?
So basically, he or she has strict parents and they don't let them do anything.
Talk to them.
Okay. Easier said than done.
I know.
Oh, I mean, don't talk to them. What else?
Okay. Look.
Try to reason with them.
Yeah. Yeah. There are overprotective like adults, and so like and parents. There are some like overprotective like parents. And they really are just trying to look out for you, and they just don't want you getting hurt or doing, you know, bad things. But you need to be able to, like, gain their trust. Maybe, like, consider that, like, hey, maybe my parents don't want me going out to this or doing this because they don't trust me enough yet. So you need to build that relationship even more.
Well, even down to trust, there's a lot of incidents where the kid is all nice and they always do good, but homecoming you obviously get with your boyfriend or girlfriend and you guys can do some mischievous acts.
Hey,
whoa, my ears,
bad detail.
Oh no.
And okay, it can just happen out of nowhere because a lot of kids like to
sex.
Hide it. Stop. But also sex. Gaining their trust, a lot of teens can be manipulative.
Yes.
Like Gael.
Gael.
Oh my Gael. God.
So it's they me, can seem guy. All nice, but and then, boom, they're pregnant.
Oh, oh my God. Okay, oh. Well.
I'm a druggie.
Oh, yeah, drugs too. There's certain places.
It's really like
a lot of people's exploding. Community full of drugs. Like our community is like a lot of drug dealing. At our school, it's all codeine.
Yeah, there are so many students that do drugs.
Yeah.
All this
in
stuff.
The locker room, they smoke weed.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's just our high school.
I was asked if I wanted to do it.
What?
Same.
Really?
Yeah, they had a... Was it a wax pen? No.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah. Same.
They're like,
it's just juice.
What's that?
They said it's just flavored juice. I was like, hold up. Yeah, someone tried to sell me a vape thing. A Suwarin.
Okay, so wait, so let's finalize our advice.
Oh, yeah.
What was the question?
Strict parents, how do you deal with it?
Oh.
All right.
Talk to them.
Make them see that you are trustworthy.
Yeah.
Gain their trust, and if that doesn't work, then honestly, as sad as it is, you're going to have to wait till you're 18. Because after all, they do provide for you. They do take care of you. And if they're that worried that they can't really let you do anything, then you're just going to have to, you know, hold on to it and wait until you're 18 to move out and start your own life.
It sucks, but...
It terribly sucks because you only experience your teenage life once. Yeah. So not going to these things is just so big.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah, heartbreaking. So you need to make them understand that you can't... That they won't be able to, that you won't be able to experience, like, your high school, you know, years, like, again. And you need to have your parents understand that you can be trusted to, you know, go out on your own. And if not, just make, like, compromises. Like, okay, I'll go out with, like, a friend, but I will be back at this time. Or, like, I'll text you every, like, 30 minutes to make sure that you know that I'm okay and all that. Maybe try doing that.
Okay, the next question is, I suppress my emotions a lot, and sometimes I feel like I need to let it all out. How would you recommend a healthy way of doing this?
Talking to someone. That's how I deal with it.
That is unhealthy.
Yeah, now you're just being dependent.
Okay. I'm saying, like, because since you're, like, you know, keeping a lot of emotions within yourself, maybe you just haven't really talked about it and, like, discussed your problems. Like,
well, just let it out, but maybe just write it down or...
No, like, okay. Find an outlet.
Yeah.
I feel like the talking to someone else is kind of mean for the other person.
No, okay.
What do you mean? Oh, no. Like, you're putting your problems on them.
I think...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because you should talk to someone about your problems... But there is also, like,
a limit.
Yeah, a limit where, like, okay, you're constantly, like, telling them, and that just gives That just puts so much pressure on them, and like, you become dependent
exactly
on that. But like, still, like, it's not a bad thing to, you know, talk about your problems with someone.
Yeah, but honestly, okay, the question was more like, I think it was like, when you build it up, when it, like, you're not good at like expressing your emotions, yeah, and you need to let it all out like at once. So I guess if you like hold in all your emotions, then eventually it's gonna hit you.
Maybe do a sport.
A sport. That's what helps me. Cause yeah. I know.
Or go running.
Yeah.
Exercise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just find something that like calms you, like painting, listening to music.
Uh huh.
It so doesn't have to be something complicated or expensive.
If anything you're angry works, to be honest. Or sad, like, find something to take it out on that is healthy. Cause I know I get like, I hold in all my like anger and stuff. So the way I deal with it is by playing sports and exercising and like, I guess I just take it out on by like
being physical.
Yeah, physical. Being physical.
Like punching stuff?
No.
Oh. Oh, okay. Oh, wait. We're talking about unhealthy or healthy?
Healthy.
Okay, healthy.
Like, I take it out physically, as in, instead of like getting that anger and like putting pain on myself.
Mm-hmm. Violence.
With like self-harm and stuff. I take that like anger. And you know that pain you get when you exercise?
Yeah.
That's like, you feel worn out, tired, like it's everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I take it out. So find like a healthy way to cope with it, because if you don't, it'll eventually all build up.
What's an unhealthy way then? You know, for them, so they'll know what not to do.
First of all, don't put it all on one person, because your friends are not your therapists. Of course, you want to talk to them, and they should be there to support you and tell you it's okay.
Uh-huh.
But you can't expect to tell them all your problems and have them figure it all out or help you like every single day, because they have their own problems too. And sometimes it's kind of like they might lose themselves trying to help you.
Yeah, it's really selfish.
It's very selfish. I would also say don't get physical. Don't go around punching things. Any of that. Even punching a pillow. If you're going to do that, then go swimming and just swim really fast, because then technically you're slapping the water. I don't know. Those are things I think you shouldn't do.
So, the thing I was saying about don't rely on your friend because they're going through their own problems, make sure to follow that, because a lot of friends say they're there for you and they can talk to you, but deep down they have their problems, and you guys can have similar problems, because I've also experienced that, where it happened yesterday during lunch. Someone was talking to me about their family problems and stuff, and I was kind of mad because I had to try and help and resolve it, mm-hmm, even though I'm going through a lot of family problems. So it just kind of angers that person.
Yeah, and like the thing that like angers me the most is when someone tells me about their whole problems, and how do I say this without like, it's not that I don't care about them.
Yeah, like don't get us wrong. Like we care about them, and like we really want to solve their problem.
But you already have like a lot of problems yourself.
It's like, yeah, I have all these problems. It just makes me mad, because sometimes if people tell me about their problems, and I need to, like, it stresses me out, because I feel like I need to fix theirs. And then, like, thinking, I'm like, I have all my problems myself, but I can't even, like, think about that, because now you put your problems on me, so they're technically my problems now.
Yeah.
And you don't even begin to think about, like, what I could be going through,
because either I don't want to tell you it or like you just don't care.
So solve your problems before others, or
you should always solve it on your own.
So always try to solve it on your own. However, if it does get bad, go to a professional therapist because they're the ones that can help you. Those were all the questions we have. Next week, however, is our Halloween episode.
Ooh, I'm excited. Spooky. Wait, actually, no. I don't think I have. I don't think I have a sleep really because it starts like.
Well, you better start experiencing some stuff this week.
Yeah. Spooky stories. Okay. Yeah, so next week will be a little different. This is like our Halloween special.
Yeah, just get like scared. Saying ghost stories. Nothing, like, nothing personal.
I actually want to get scared though.
Yeah,
me too.
Anyways, spooky. Besides that, I think that's everything for this week. If you have any questions, please make sure to send them to us on our Instagram at Teenager Therapy. Also, most of the episodes are now on YouTube, so if you want to listen on there, then you could do that now. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Let us know what you thought about it. Let us know if you related to any of it. So with that being said, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.